did it again. They changed things. Why? Why? That's usually the question that I get a lot. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Traffic Keys. And today we're going to be talking about just that. Google did it again. They changed things. And that's why your SEO can't be set it and forget it. It is why SEO Wednesday. And if you are a business owner looking to drive more traffic to your website, you're in the right place because that's what I'm here to teach you. I'm going to take everything that I've learned over the last 15 years and I am just downloading it to you for free. So, welcome. My name is Atiba. If you're joining us on a podcast, hey, great. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you. If you're on YouTube right now, hello. And all my Facebook fans, hello. On all three platforms, podcast, YouTube, and Facebook, you can find me at Traffic Keys. That's what you're searching for, Traffic Keys. If you're looking for more insights on how to drive organic traffic to your website. And today, it's hysterical, actually. I almost feel like I'm brilliant, but I'm not. Because when I planned this topic a couple weeks ago to talk about today, I didn't know that we would be smack in the middle of yet another one of Google's major algorithm updates. It's Why SEO Wednesday. And we're supposed to be discussing why SEO is so important. And what I'm about to say is going to make you wonder, is SEO so important? Get this. Google makes 500 to 600 algorithm changes every single year. 500 to 600. That's like two a day. Okay. Now, obviously, it isn't necessarily two every single day, but sometimes right now, they're going through a major algorithm update that's going to affect a lot of people and a lot of search rankings. And so it's impossible. It's improbable. It's irresponsible for you as a business owner to think, okay, I hear what you're saying about content. I hear what you're saying about audience. I'm going to study my audience. I'm going to be obsessed because people tell me this. I'm going to be obsessed about my audience. I'm going to be obsessed about my content. I'm going to write it and then I'm just going to put it out there and I'm going to forget all about it. And I'm just going to keep on going because it was great. So it should rank. And when it does, I'll be happy and it'll be great. And I'll not have to think about it. That's not the way SEO works. Yes, SEO is that beautiful thing that you're going to build it today. And it will pay you dividends over time, but you have to stick with it. You have to continue working on it. You have to continually keep getting better because Google is constantly updating their algorithm. They're constantly tweaking and changing how they figure out what are relevant results to their reader, to your customer. Okay. And you've got to stay ahead of it. You do. When things change, you've got to change with it. You've got to understand why they change. And so that you're probably asking the question, why do they change so much? Like, what in the world? Why? What's going on? What's the big deal? And here's the reality. And I've got a link to this in the video down below. Google, I think it was a couple years ago now, did this video down below. And it's about an hour long. They call it the Google movie. It's actually really good. Okay. So if you've got an hour, take the time and watch it. And they go through and talk about some of their history, some of where they are right now, and why they make these algorithm changes. And because for them, they're on a constant pursuit to serve the best results and understand what that means to their customer, to someone who's doing a search. And so what that looks like for you and me is if we wrote an article or if we published some content today and 3 months from now, it ranked really well and we're really excited about it. And we decide, okay, it's ranking well. I'm the man. I'm happy-go-lucky. And you move on and you never look at that piece of content again. You never build anything around that content to continue supporting that content with other content. And the algorithm updates. And that update affects your type of content. You can see your rankings drop. Plummet even. And I'm not telling you this to scare you. I'm telling you this because this is real. I've been doing this for a long time and it has happened to me. It's happened to me. A couple years ago with a site, one of my sites was ranking really well. They did an algorithm update and all of a sudden over half of my keywords tanked. My traffic tanked. We're talking about losing 3,000-4,000 visitors in one day. Like, it was crazy. Especially since it was an e-commerce website. So that was literally money being lost, right? And what we had to do was go and figure out, okay, what did they change in the algorithm? What is it that they're looking for now? And re-optimize our pages so that they can then rank. Now, at this point, you're probably asking the question, well, why aren't you being proactive? Why didn't you make those changes before the algorithm update? And that's the beauty of it. Google doesn't tell us when they're doing an algorithm update. And in the few instances when they have said, hey, we're about to roll out something, like, for example, right now into next month, they're talking about Core Web Vitals. And they've been talking about it for 2 years, that Core Web Vitals is going to be our big thing. It's going to be a huge rollout with this. When they do tell you it's coming, then it's time to freak out because there's a lot that's going to change. Most times, most algorithm updates, they don't acknowledge. They don't let us know they're coming. And heck, they do them. And while all of us freak out about what happened, they don't even acknowledge that they did it half the time. Yeah, I know. Not the nicest of things to do, but hey, that is the world that we live in with SEO. So why is SEO so important? Why is staying on top of and can continually refining your SEO so important? Why are we talking about this on Why SEO Wednesday? Because I want you to understand that this is not a set. You're not going to, you know, so many people just build their website and they put it there and they never look at their website again. You know, I talk to business owners all the time who've never even been to their own website, but 3 or 4 times. Like, I remember people say to me, I haven't been to my website in about a year. Like, what do you mean? You don't know what's going on your website. Like, what are you talking about? Okay. SEO is not set it and forget it. Google's constantly doing algorithm updates. And that's where a real SEO professional will help you. But again, you may not be ready for that just yet, depending on where you are in your business. If you have not mastered understanding your audience and being in love with your audience, if you have not mastered a content strategy and understanding your content strategy and how it affects your audience and what your audience needs from your content, then you're not ready to hire an SEO professional to stay up with all of this stuff. You need to keep working in those other areas. And that's okay. That's okay. It does mean, however, that if there are major algorithm updates, you do kind of need to know about it, at least generally, because right now that still is on you, okay? But you want to get to that place at a time when you can hire an SEO professional to manage your website, to manage all of the SEO on your site, when you can afford to spend a couple $1,000s with a true SEO professional. And hear me on that, a couple $1,000s on a true SEO professional. All these little jokers that you see on Facebook advertising and saying $3.95, $5.95, don't ever click on those ads. You're wasting your money, okay? A true SEO professional is going to start you at $2,000 and go up from there on a retainer basis. So these people who are at $5.95, even $9.95, they're not doing anything for you. They're actually just stealing your money. They're a waste of your time. Okay? But anyway, sorry, sidebar. Back to the original topic. Google's going to be making changes all the time. You have to constantly keep producing content. Okay, that's part of your content strategy. And in that content strategy, as you're producing it, learning and understanding what Google wants for your industry as ranking factors right now. That's what you've got to stay on top of. Okay, so SEO is not set it and forget it. You've got to stay on top of it. You've got to keep going, because if you don't, you could rank well today and see that tank tomorrow, and you don't want that. All right, guys, again, thank you for being here on Traffic Keys. If you've got that spare hour, like I said, go click that link down below and watch that video. The Google movie is actually really, really good. And maybe you can come back and comment and tell me if you thought it was good as well. Or am I just a nerd and a geek who loves stuff like that? You may also say, dude, that was awful. You are just a nerd. All right, that'll be perfectly fine. Anyway, I will see you guys tomorrow.